Page 88. Black Beauty. One day, when Ginger and I were standing alone in the shade, we had a great deal to talk. She wanted to know about my bringing up and breaking in, and I told her.
Well,
said she,
if I had dad you're bringing up, I might have had a temper as good as yours. But now I don't believe I ever shall.
Why not? I said.
Because it has been all so different with me,
she replied.
I never had anyone, horse or man, that was kind to me, or that I cared to please. In the first place, I was taken from my mother as soon as I weaned, and put with a lot of other young colts. None of them cared for me, and I cared for none of them. There was no kind master like yours to look after me, and talk to me, and bring me nice things to eat. The man that cared of us never gave me a kind word in my life. I do not mean that he ill-used me, but he did not care for us one bit further than to see that we had plenty to eat and shelter in the winter. A footpath ran through our field, and every often the great boys passing through would fling stones to make us gallop. I was never hit, but one fine young colt was baldy cut in the face, and I should think it would be a scar for life. We did not care for them, but of course it made us more wild, and we settled it in our minds that boys were our enemies. We had very good fun in the free meadows, galloping up and down and chasing each other round and round the field, then standing still under the shade of the trees. But when it came to breaking in, it was a bad time for me. Several men came to catch me, and when at last they closed me in, at one corner of the field, one caught me by the forelock. Another caught me by the nose and held it so tight that I could hardly draw my breath. Then another took my underjaw in his hard hand and wrenched my mouth open, and so by force they got on the halter and the bar into my mouth. Then one dragged me along by the halter, another flogging behind. And this was the first experience I had of men's kindness. It was all force. They did not give me a chance to know what they wanted. I was highbred and had a great deal of a spirit, and was very wild, no doubt, and gave them, I dare say, plenty of trouble. But then I was dreadful to be shut up in a stall day after day instead of having my liberty, and I fretted and pined and wanted to get loose. You know yourself, it's bad enough when you have a kind master and plenty of coaxing. But there was nothing of that sort for me.